like milk or cream and mixed with sugar and nutmeg or something like that and pour it over, what would that be?
Pour over what?
If you made some cobbler and you wanted to, and you mix some cream or something and sugar and nutmeg or something like that together to pour over it.
After it was done on your plate.
On your plate, already. What would you call something like that?
Just some cream sauce, I suppose.
And what do you call food that you don't eat the regular meals, you know, between, if you know, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon you decide to eat a piece of your peach cobbler?
Snack.
And talking about doing that, what do you do to it? You
eat it.
All right. So you say, today I eat it, but yesterday at this time...
I ate it.
All right. And I have already...
eaten.
And what do people drink for breakfast?
Milk and coffee.
Well, how...
Orange juice.
Tell me how you make the coffee.
How I make it now? We use instant coffee now.
Is there any other way to make it? Do you...
Yes, you can put it in the percolator. Now, I used to perk it, but my husband quit drinking coffee, so I just use instant. And
what do you do to the instant coffee?
I'll put the teaspoon of the instant coffee in a cup and then pour boiling water over it and then put milk in. But now, years ago, before we had percolators, we just had boiled coffee.
What's that?
Put the coffee in the pot and then fill it with water and put it on the stove and let it come to a boil and boil gently for a few minutes. That is some good coffee. I still like it. Maybe once every 2 years I'll fix something like that, you know, get a hankering for an old taste.
What kind of ground would you use?
Just a regular ground coffee.
Now,
you can even use instant that way and you can perk instant coffee.
Isn't that?
Yes, you can.
That's
I have this friend that he won't drink instant coffee, and Christmas I fooled him. I had some Maxwell House instant coffee and I put it in my percolator and he didn't see me. I said, Bill, you want some of this perk coffee? It's Maxwell House. That one I bought, it was granulated coffee. They didn't know it was instant coffee.
Well, you know, if you didn't feel like having a cup of coffee or orange juice or milk for breakfast, you might say, well, I'll just go to the sink and get me
get some hot water.
So what would you get that in?
A cup of water.
Well, if you wanted it cold.
You want it cold?
You go to the faucet and get a...
Turn it on.
And what'd you put it in?
A glass.
What would glass do that falls off the counter?
It'll fall off and break.
So you say, that glass
fell and broke.
And it was already
what? Cracked.
Well, no. Well, if you came in, it was on the floor there, you know, pieces of glass, you'd say, well, when I got home, that glass was already
broken.
And what would I be doing?
Drinking.
So you say, today I...
I am drinking.
So
yesterday I drank.
And I have already, what, my coffee?
Drunk.
But you say, today I...
drink.
And if you have dinner on the table already, and the family sort of all stand around waiting, you know, to begin, what would you say to them if they're standing around the table?
Waiting to begin eating. Let's all sit down and eat.
Now what if you have company?
Let's all